Hope you've filled out your brackets because the NCAA men's basketball tournament begins in earnest today. They've had the play-in round. They're down to 64 teams, and here we go. The state of Kentucky is well represented. The top overall seed is the University of Kentucky Wildcats, who will play Western Kentucky in the opening game. The Hilltoppers slipped into the tournament with a thrilling come-from-behind win on Tuesday. And the University of Louisville Cardinals are perennial tournament contenders as well. One more squad from Kentucky is capturing media attention, too, the Murray State University Racers. Gary Pitts of member station WKMS has more.
On the Murray State campus, warm weather has arrived. Students are out on the quads, skateboarding, riding bikes, playing frisbee, and listening to music. But what are they talking about? Basketball.
I think Murray State can go to the Final Four.
Campus will be shut down.
Right.
We're pretty pumped about it, to be honest.
Those are MSU students Travis Gillette, James Simpson, and Roy Love. The Racers have been in the tournament before, but with just a single loss this season and the highest tournament seed in the program's history, expectations are greater than ever. Fans bolted out of their seats as Murray State's name came across the screen as a sixth seed during the NCAA Tournament Selection Show watch party on Sunday. The atmosphere was so electric, senior guard Juwan Long lost track of why he was watching in the first place.
I forgot all about what our ranking was and what we was playing. I was just excited, so I had to ask people later on what we ranked in, what we playing at, but it was just excitement.
That excitement has been building all season, on campus and in the community. The Murray State Racers won their first 23 games. Since January, every home game has sold out. Standing room only crowds have filled the nearly 9,000 seat facility. That's more than half the town's population. Each week, a group of fans, former players, and coaches gathers at a local restaurant to talk about the team. Sid Easley is an attorney and a longtime Racer supporter. He says the players are like heroes for the kids in town, especially the star point guard.
Isaiah Cannon has just become an icon for them, and the kids worship him, and that's the first time really that's ever happened.
Easley sits across from Racer legend Howie Crittenden, who played for Murray State in the 1950s.
Waitresses and all who I have teased about not wearing Murray State colors, now they're wearing Murray State colors while we're in the playoffs.
Head coach Steve Prohm is counting on that support as the Racers' first round game is in Louisville, just 4 hours east of Murray.
I hope we do have 7,000, 8,000, 9,000 fans from Murray come over and support us.
Fans who aren't able to make the trip won't miss out. A large crowd is expected to gather on campus to watch a broadcast of the game, and students are planning parties of their own. Even businesses are joining in on the fun. Kelly Kennedy is a co-manager at Kroger Supermarket. She says they'll announce regular updates so shoppers won't miss out.
Just all throughout the game, like every time that Murray State scores or it gets close or they get a big lead.
Employers throughout the region are expecting a rash of people to call in sick today or take an extended lunch break. Some are even traveling to Louisville to watch the game against Colorado State to cheer on the team they hope goes all the way. For NPR News, I'm Gary Pitts in Murray, Kentucky.